You have a functional Lord over your life right now. Someone who's telling you what life is about and where joy is found. At this very moment, you're either living in the reality of Jesus being Lord over your life and through whom you are experiencing life and joy, or you're recognizing yourself as Lord and sovereign over your life. Right now, this moment, this second, one of those two realities is being lived out as you sit there and breathe in and exhale air. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. The purpose of our passage for study over these next few days is meant to show us one thing, that Jesus is the only true Lord who brings life. He's not interested in necessarily being your life coach, your homeboy, your fishing buddy, your boyfriend, your co-pilot, your acquaintance. He didn't come to this earth to be any of those things. He came to show himself as the Son of the living God, Lord of the universe, and as such, the only one who can redeem sinful man and the only rightful Lord. That main truth is going to be bolstered by two other truths from this text that we're going to study this week. So understand where we're going. I'm going to show you that Jesus is the Lord who brings life by showing you that Jesus is Lord over the helpless and Jesus is Lord over the hostile. He is more powerful than the physical effects of sin, and he's wiser than the wisdom of man. He's more powerful than the greatest effect of sin, which is death. Jesus is greater, more powerful. He reigns, he rules, he is the Lord. And so I hope you join us throughout the week as we walk with Jesus day by day. As you pray today, please remember Dennis Lopez and his family, our missionaries in Honduras. And also remember the Igbo LifeWord broadcast heard throughout Nigeria.